Welcome to another exciting episode of Why Your Story. I'm one of your hosts, Travis Osmond.
I'm another one of your hosts, Mary Jo Parker.
And we are Why Your Story. Here we are again in the beautiful home of SBI Media. We're glad to be here. They're super great to work with. They're supportive and they treat us good, don't they?
They treat us so nice.
We love listening to Duke and those Dan and, let's see, the triple D's. There's Duke, Dal, and Dan on the radio in the morning. So, yeah, it's good. It's nice to be here. Hope everybody's enjoying their summer. Fall time is right around the corner.
You seem a little sluggish today.
I am. And you know why?
Why?
Because...
besides you're older.
I'm older, and with my real job, it's like... it never ends. The weeds never go away.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, spray your weeds. Can you do that? Can we just agree to just spray our weeds?
I think that's a grand idea. Yep.
I was just hoping that would ring true to some people today and that they'd just take over.
I go out every day in my garden of weeding and...
Your garden of weeding?
Yes, and I pick weeds, and I'm like, what happens overnight? I don't know.
Well, now that gives you just a small glimpse into my life, because I don't go out into my garden. I am in everybody's pocket in this entire county.
Do you grow a garden?
I do.
Oh,
and
good.
I love it. And you can ask my family, I am so OCD about any weeds in my garden.
Mm.
Any weeds.
So are you out there a lot?
Yeah, it's my mental therapy.
Yeah.
So my crazy pills and then weeding my garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to drink.
I used to drink
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
you were so silly to just quit.
23 magical flavors.
Oh, my gosh.
Of fruit.
I just think that you.
And then with the splash of cherry in it, just.
Let's see 6 months from now what
so
happens.
So I'm just trying to find my will to live. So I visited the pop shop today.
Uh-huh.
And I grabbed the diet.
Okay.
It's just not the same.
Not the same.
It's not even... the diet Dr. Pepper is not even in the same ballpark.
Can they give you like a third of Dr. Pepper and then two-thirds? Try it that way. Instead of cold turkey.
Oh, so my wife is on the same page as you. She's like, Travis, don't just cold turkey, you know, just ease out of a little bit.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like saying, you know, you can sin a little bit. You know,
oh,
it's okay.
Heck. It's not a sin.
I know it's not a sin, but that's in my mind, that's how it is. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to keep going to the pop shop until I figure out what's going to satisfy my itch, but I don't know if it's out there.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Do you?
Yeah. Maybe you should try those little
things
that your girls have in their drinks.
The little bottles that they sell at Maverick?
What little? Oh, the 5-hour shots?
No.
Oh.
Like Fireball?
Fireball.
Jack Daniels?
No.
You know those little bottles of like
whiskeys? I do, but...
Would that satisfy it?
It could. Satisfies a lot of people.
I just don't know if I should go to Dr. Pepper to whiskey. I think that's a bad way to go. I think I need to go the other way. So I've been drinking water, but I can't just do like regular water very much.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been every type of water flavoring that Brolin's has, I throw into this drink.
Do you have well water?
Oh, yeah. I love my water.
Because my water is so good.
Oh, I love my
water.
We
have people that come up here, you know, like relatives.
But who's home during the day?
Well, fill it up before.
I do.
Oh,
but I can't. I have to drink a gallon of water a day.
Okay.
So I fill up my Yeti little tumbler.
Uh-huh.
But it's gone by 6 o'clock in the morning.
Put it in a milk jug and then take it with you and then refill it in your Yeti thing with ice.
Okay, I'm with you. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good call.
Well, let's check on you next time and see how you're
doing.
All right,
let's give it a month, should we? And see how we're doing. Because right now, I'm struggling to find the will to go on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I woke up the other morning, I think, what do people that don't drink Dr. Pepper do for fun?
They drink other things. Or they're exercising.
Yeah, well, that's not fun.
Well, to them it is. You know,
no,
everybody,
no.
That's what makes the world so
great. I think people exercise because they feel it. They feel like their body needs it. But I don't see anybody like, let's get up and go exercise. I just don't see that happening. Whereas me, I was like, my eyes woke up and I was like, oh, I can go have a Dr. Pepper. So I think I'm going to call you on the fun part.
Okay. All
anyway,
right.
Yeah. So again, mention the pop shop. Thank the pop shop.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, Star Valley Health, as well. Right now, if this airs sometime in the summer, they're doing athletic physicals. I guess actually they do it year round.
Yeah, year round.
For the high school kids, and do they have junior high sports here?
They do.
Okay.
Yep, for sure.
So yeah, you can go into just one of the InstaCares and get her done.
Speaking of that, we probably ought to talk to these fine listeners about the InstaCare one of these days.
I think so, too.
Don't you think that'd be a good podcast?
Yeah, I think there's some really great
people in it. What's the difference between the InstaCare and the regular care?
Dollars.
And time.
And time, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
And how I figured that out was the Insta part. So, like, InstaCare versus regular care.
And
InstaCare would be faster.
And if you're wondering, go to InstaCare first. And if it is, like, a true emergency,
well, don't,
then they will send them to the ER and they'll, yeah.
Don't do that podcast now.
Okay.
I mentioned in the future.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, so, yeah, we are thankful to Star Valley Health for all that they do. And also to EcoLife.
Yes.
They've been so fun to work with, and we appreciate all they do
for us.
They
help with the weeds and the
rodents. They do help make my job bearable.
Yep.
So.
Had another skunk incident with the dog this week.
Nice. So did everybody else in Star Valley.
Yeah.
In Lincoln County, for that matter. They're
yeah.
unreal. Skunks are everywhere.
I know. And we really have found a solution. We do peroxide, baking powder, soda. Baking soda and Dawn dishwashing soap.
And you what? Give him a bath?
Give the dog a bath.
Oh, you're talking about washing the dog off.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking
about. I thought
about.
You were talking about your solution to getting rid of skunks.
No, I don't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. I was going to say, because if you're using peroxide and Dawn dish soap to get rid of skunks, I want to know about it. Well, good deal. So, what are we going to do today? What are we talking about?
Today we're going to talk about talents.
I love it.
You know, all talents start as failures. They do.
Huh?
And then you have to practice and commit. All talents start as failures.
Let me ask you a question, MJ. What would you consider your talent? If you had one talent that you would say, hey, I think this is my talent, what would you say?
I think I don't judge people. I know that sounds really dumb. I mean, because I can't sing, and I kind of
MJ, that's a really neat talent, and that's neat.
Well, I think sometimes when we go on calls, I mean, it's really important not to judge. You don't judge the person while you're taking care of them, because they're human beings. And
yeah.
So, you know, you walk into all kind of situations and all kind of homes and all kind of car accidents, and you just don't judge. Take a step back and just treat the person.
Okay.
Or persons.
What about outside of EMS?
Outside of EMS, I think I'm pretty happy and friendly. I think those are some
okay.
of my other ones.
All right. I would agree with that.
I'm adventuresome.
That,
what about you? What are your talents?
I don't have any.
Oh, whatever. You play the bass. See,
yeah, but
I don't
play
have
the bass,
any of that.
But I don't, I wouldn't say that Travis Hawson plays the bass on an exceptional level.
Okay.
I play the bass well enough to survive in really good bands.
Well, that's still a talent.
Well, it is. I mean, it is, but I don't look at myself and go, wow, I'm a great bass player.
Well, so what's some of your other talents?
Oh, my word. I would say can a talent be loving your spouse?
Yes, absolutely.
I love my spouse that much.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just feel like, because we there's been some things happen, some tragedies that my wife and I have been heard of and talking about, you know, and I just think, no way. I feel like my love for her is a talent.
Yes, I agree.
Maybe.
I think
it's that strong.
I think relationships in general, if you can you know, be that person.
Yes.
More than yourself. But knowing who you are as a person for your family or children, I think that is one of the greatest talents.
The ability to love that deeply.
Exactly.
I feel.
Exactly.
Yep. That's how I feel. I would think that because I see my little girls and I just go fall apart. I mean, mm-hmm. they're just everything to me. So
yeah,
that's, I would say that's one unique thing maybe about me. But on the flip side of that, I don't love everybody.
Oh,
I really don't.
Yeah.
And that I used to like people a lot more, but it seems like the older I get,
yeah,
the more I don't like people.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I like you and maybe like three other people.
Well, I'm glad I'm one of the three. I think I basically like everyone, but true love and in my circle, yeah, that's a smaller group. Uh-huh. You know, I just think because of trust, I'm sometimes not quite as trusting. And
you bet.
But I try to just be nice to everybody and be kind.
You bet.
Yeah, because you don't know what kind of day they're having or why they became that person. You know,
very cool. Well, good deal. So talents. So I've talked or thought a little bit about this. There's a talent that I wish that I had, and you're a lot better at it than I am, but there's people out there that know how to empathize with people.
It's true.
You know, you see it in EMS. We're supposed to show empathy for mm-hmm. people, and it's very easy when you're dealing with someone that's in their darkest hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then there's people that, it's very easy for us to say, well, they brought on these hard times themselves. You know, they deserve uh-huh. it or something like that. But I think there's a talent in people, some people that I know that are able to empathize? Yeah.
Yeah.
With people in general, no matter what state of mind or whatever they've done. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's a huge talent.
Yeah, it is a huge talent. And a lot of famous people like Mother Teresa and people that, you know, just give their whole life.
Yeah.
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 I mean, there's the normal ones like singing, which I don't have.
I don't think singing's a talent.
Oh, really?
I've been around it my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I sure do. Are you joshing me?
I'm just joshing you. Okay. There are people that are very talented that sing.
Yeah.
Very
naturally.
Talented.
They just open their mouth and out comes.
But they still have to work at it, you know.
Talent, oh, sure. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All talents start as a failure.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Dancing. I love to watch people of all kinds. I really am into the whole where they pop their body and they go up the stairs and move their feet like Michael Jackson.
Oh,
I love that.
Yes, I do too.
The moonwalk.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen a talent like Michael Jackson, though, even when it came to dancing or singing. I mean, he is like one of a kind.
Is exactly.
One of a kind. Exactly. And so, yeah, that's an excellent point out of a talent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Playing instruments, yep. I think, are talents. Yep. I mean, I played the flute and drums when I was growing up, but I could probably just do like simple little songs on both of them now.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
There's not a lot of talent for someone my age playing the drums. So,
yep.
Yeah.
You know what I think is a talent that people have, and there's some really good ones here in the Valley. I'm just thinking like Dirk Hilliard and Nick Hunsaker, like mechanics.
Oh, yes.
People that can think like that.
Exactly. Mechanically inclined.
I mean, your husband.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's true.
He is one of them.
Yeah. He'll know what, like in a dryer, he'll be like, oh, it's this. And then he'll go change the dryer baffle or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And once we were on a plane and we heard a click and he was just like, oh, that's the hydraulics. I was like, what the heck? He's never gone to school for it, but he just knows. And I can't put things together. Yeah. So I think that is a huge talent. And you're right. Both those guys, they're very good at mechanics. Yep. I think communication skills are so important too.
Oh, yeah. Being able to communicate. But I think like in communication, when you have to are in a position where you have to, not the word scold, but when you have to, you know, get a point across and maybe not a friendly or a really uplifting point, reprimand maybe, but if you can reprimand someone and get the point across and still make them feel valued, and that's a talent.
I think you can do that.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's done all the time. My talents?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Yeah.
I tell people to jump in a lake and don't come up for about 5 minutes. That's what I do. But I mean, if you can, if I think that's a talent, if you can let people know, hey, I'm not real happy with this, that you need to fix this, mm-hmm. and yet still inspire them and make them feel like you still care for them, maybe, or they're right. still valued.
Yeah.
I think that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
That's a good talent.
I think working as a team, like if you think of sports teams, you know, Michael Jordan didn't do it all by himself. Oh, he had to have defenders. You know, if you think of any of the greats, they all took practice and it took time and it was a team effort. There's very few. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of sports that are, I guess, individual.
Yeah.
Like with the Olympics coming up and stuff. But
yeah, and they're great. But I love the Michael Jordan analogy. He was cut in high school
right.
on the basketball team.
Right. And I think he was the ball boy, wasn't
yes.
he? Yes. Yeah.
And if you watch his the movie they made about him.
So good.
Oh, my word. All that did was light a fire in mm-hmm. him. And, I mean, Michael Jordan is one of those guys, love him or hate him, he's the best ball player there ever was.
Yeah.
And he was so determined to do that, he did it.
He did.
He did it, and he wasn't going to rest until he was the best.
He did, yeah.
Oh,
anyway. That's so fun.
He made me cry.
He
Michael
did.
Jordan did, yeah, when he beat the Jazz.
Oh, I was at that game.
Oh.
It was such, I mean,
shot over Brian Russell.
Yeah, minute and a half left, oh. and then he just went boom, three, boom, three, boom, three, with the flu.
My brothers and I were sitting there on the couch just screaming. We were so excited, and then he hit that shot, and we just bawled.
Yeah.
Bawled for hours.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah,
thanks. He's... Thank you, Michael Jordan.
Come on, Jess.
You ruined my childhood.
I think being flexible is a talent, too. You know, people who...
Oh, yeah.
Some people just have to go right down the list and check it twice, but sometimes flights cancel.
Yeah.
And sometimes people get sick, and sometimes... You know, but being flexible, I think, is really important.
What about, like, I mean, this is going to be off the wall, kind of goes along with some of our earlier podcasts, but, you know, I always admire people that can deal with, like, fecal material.
Oh. Like a proctologist?
No, not so much a proctologist, but, you know, my sweet wife, you know, kids had pooped their diaper and she's in there just wiping up and she's like whistling while she's changing the diaper, you know?
Yeah.
And I go in there and I gag for months after the experience. And then I'm scarred because I'm worried they're going to poop their pants when I'm home watching them, you know? And then even on the ambulance, you know, we come across people that are having a little bit of a issue.
You're not cool unless you poop your pants.
Right. And so I kind of have to excuse myself or like put Vicks in my mask or something.
Yeah.
And blinders on. So that I think that's a talent.
Yeah. Well, and all moms go through that.
Do they suffer through it? Or is it really, I love you this much that I'm going to stick my hand in your poop?
I did. And we had cloth diapers.
I remember when I was a kid, we had cloth diapers.
So gross.
Oh, and they just sit there and soak in the toilet.
Oh, no. Well, and the buckets and you're cleaning them out. And, oh, I was having a hard time today cleaning the eggs. I was like cleaning off the eggs and I was like, but yeah.
That's a talent. I don't care what you say. That's a talent. In my book, that's a talent. Yeah. And like the people that can be around blood too.
True.
Some people see blood and they're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Or people who can listen, like social workers, listen to like the worst of the worst
yes.
of how a human being is raised or whatever. And they just take it all in and, you know, counsel them. And I think that is a huge talent, too.
Yes, I do, too.
Yeah.
What about the talent of being able to love no matter what? I'm not talking about family here, but I'm just talking about there's people out there that they just have that aura around them, you know?
Yes.
I think that's a God-given talent.
I have lots of people around me like with that have that.
I do. I feel that.
Yeah.
So strongly.
I can think of several people in this valley that really have that talent. And you
too.
Just, they have that sparkle and that, I don't know, it's really cool. Really
what about cool. being able to do like Duke Dance does on the radio?
Oh, that's a talent.
He's talented, isn't he?
He's very talented.
Yeah. I'll bet he's had to work at it, though.
Oh, he told us he did.
On our podcast.
Yeah, he was just like, I would read out. And read out loud. And
yeah, fascinating.
I think that's great. There's unique talents. like eyebrow dancing, where people can lift their eyebrow, and I don't think I can do it.
I wish you could all be here watching MJ trying to lift her eyebrows. And the people that do the crazy tongue twists and stuff. Yep. I saw on YouTube there was this gal that swallowed her tongue.
Oh, wow.
Like, and blah, 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 like this.
Well, wow. Like kissing his long tongue. Blah.
Blah. Gene yeah. Simmons.
That freaked me out.
Gene Simmons.
A little bit.
I wonder if he really did have it added to. You got to call him up and ask him.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, Gene.
He's like, what? What's, honey? Walking like a crab. That could be a talent.
Oh, my gosh.
These are unique talents. What about singing?
No human on earth could walk like a crab. And because crabs have more than two legs.
But.
They have more than four legs.
But.
They
maybe
have a butt.
They were born with an extra leg.
So if you have three legs, you are talented.
I know a guy that was born with three nipples.
Well, okay. That's a talent then. If you have three nipples, you are talented. Oh, gosh. So I do think, though, like Star Valley, you think around here, and, you know, we can go up and down the street, even in Cokeville, Cammer, Boulevard. I mean, there are some very talented people. Very talented farmers.
Too, yes. Yeah.
That know how to produce a crop. But that we have some talent that's actually come out of Star Valley.
Oh, yeah. We have.
I mean.
Rulon?
Rulon Gardner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first one I think everybody would
sure.
Would say. I mean, wrestler, won the Russians, mm-hmm. got the gold medal
yep.
in the Olympics. I mean, you can't be that. And then there's old.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Jeremiah Jensen.
Yeah.
KSL.
Yep.
He's a
newscaster.
He's a Star Valley graduate.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that have written books from here.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of athletes. It's pretty cool. And if you're listening, you do have a talent. It's not singing. Maybe it's not growing crops, but maybe it's taking a really good meal over to somebody. You know, cooking. Cooking's a talent.
Oh, I'd say cooking is a talent.
It is. And baking.
And to those that are listening, what is your talent?
Yeah.
Think about that. What is it that you're really good at? So whether you're religious or not, scriptures say that there are certain gifts given to people.
Exactly.
And I really believe that. I think that that certain individuals have certain gifts that they are talented with, that they're blessed with.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I really do.
Yeah.
And so some people I still wonder if they were forgotten about, you know, if God didn't bless them with something, you know. But for the most part, I think that most people have the gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love special needs kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've got, they have this, a lot of them have this ability to just be self-assured. We have a couple of special needs couple in our church, and they'll get up once a month on Sundays and just testify, you know.
I love it.
And I love it. And no fear. And, you know, public speaking is also a talent.
Oh, yeah. Being able to stand up in front of people.
Sure.
No question.
Yeah.
So I was talking to my kids, and I was asking them about their talents. And my daughter Clancy says, Dad, I have a talent. I said, well, I know you do. No, no, Dad, really. Look at this. And she takes her thumb, and she bends it all the way back and touches her wrist.
Wow.
And I don't care who you are. That's talented. I mean, she's talented. Clancy, you are talented, sweetheart.
That's right. Oh, they're so cute and beautiful. Such great, great memories. Today, as I was coming to work, it was so weird. So they're doing a bunch of skydiving. People signed up locally here to go skydiving.
Oh, really?
And I got a text from one of my Pinnacle people, and all of them are older than me, and I think she's in her late 70s. She went skydiving today at 3 p.m.
No way.
She did.
Here?
Yes. And I guess like 150 people have just boom, boom, boom signed up to go. And so I'm driving by, and at the same time, Van Halen's on singing Jump.
And no.
They were tandem, and they were just one after another.
I want to go.
You should just go down by there. I'm not kidding. I think it's tomorrow, too. For 3 days, they've been skydiving.
That sounds so fun.
I did it once.
Did you
time.
Really?
I was underage.
Oh, gosh.
My girlfriend had a boyfriend that hooked us up.
You're all psycho.
Yep. And at that time, you didn't tandem. You just,
yeah. You jumped single?
Yeah. And so I got a kick in the back, and I flew, and I was tumbling, and my cheeks were like,
oh, my gosh.
And then the chute was supposed to open, which it did. I didn't have to pull anything, but I had it ready. And once that happened, euphoria. It was so cool. So I land, and I'm getting my parachute, you know, and it's just like I was rolling, and I get up, and I see my friend land, and she lands with what we were not supposed to land with two straight, stiff legs.
Oh, no.
Broke both femurs.
Oh, no.
Let's just say I was grounded for several months after that incident.
I would ground
I was usually
my daughter.
A pretty good kid, but...
Grounded, yeah. Literally.
Literally, yeah.
You were not getting in another plane.
Yeah. I think they broke up after that. But anyway, I think, you know, people who fly planes, people who drive trucks and bring our produce up
for
here.
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to be a singer or a dancer or a quarterback to have talents.
Excuse me.
Wow.
My thought on that is, I think there are more talents that are unappreciated than there are talents that are appreciated.
Yeah.
I mean, we all turn on the radio and think, wow, he's really talented.
Sure.
But we don't tend to look at other people and see their talents.
Yeah.
Because they're not outward talents.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch America's Got Talent?
I used to.
That's kind of fun. They have, you know, groups and all kind of things. They have really... things too, but
they're like, you're right though. I mean, there are some really talented people.
Yeah, really cool stuff out there. It's fun.
Well, that's neat. I encourage everybody to find your talents.
That's right.
To work
you have
on
them.
Your talents, to strengthen your talents.
Yep.
And hopefully in good ways.
Yeah, you should come in here sometime and show us your talents.
We would love to have that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we?
We would, unless it's creepy.
Yeah,
talents.
We don't want any creepy talents.
Like,
we draw the line at creepy.
Coming behind me.
Duke just came in, speaking of creepy. Anyway, well, we appreciate everybody for listening today. And
we sure do.
We look forward to many more podcasts. And stay safe out there, everybody.
That's right.
This is Why Your Story Podcast, brought to you by SVI Media. I'm Travis Osmond.
I'm Mary Jo Parker.
Have a great day.
Great day. Bye.
Bye.